Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I hope you paid Uncle Sam your taxes. This is a difficult time of year, just trying to get all of the tax records together, and then the worst part is sending the money in. It's time we did something to reform the tax code that is so complicated that it is 74,000 pages in length. Look back 100 years and the federal government started taxing income. That tax code was a far cry from the one today. It was 4 pages in length and levied at the rate of 3%. You may be paying 35% today, not 3%. The tax code brings in $2.5 trillion. We have a corporate tax rate today of 35%, which is the highest in the developed world. Uncle Sam extracts a huge amount of money from all of us. In fact, effectively, we have to work 4 months just to earn the money for the IRS. Tax-free day is this April 29th, and after that, you can earn money for yourself and your family. How did we get into this situation? Let me give you 3 reasons. In the first place, in this modern day of powerful, successful nation like the United States, we can use these resources to provide for national defense, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. In fact, 2/3 of our budget is spent on the above 4 things. And then we have all of the different departments in government, including the Department of Agriculture, all spending money on all kinds of serious issues. The sequestration legislation the last 2 years has helped to put a lid on the discretionary spending, thank God, but not on the above 4, representing 2/3 of our budget. Another serious problem with our mammoth tax code is that it is riddled with special tax provisions designed to impose social engineering. We have credits for electronic vehicles, taxes on gas guzzlers, subsidized flood insurance in flood zones, and yes, subsidized crop insurance. The list goes on and on. Using the tax code to accelerate a social engineering goal complicates our code. And finally, the worst reality about the tax code is that it is used to buy votes. It is full of loopholes and special breaks. Members of Congress are always pushing legislation to give their voters a special break. It could be a tax deduction for interest payments on a home, even if the mortgage is $1 million. Then you can deduct the interest on a second home mortgage also. Do you remember cash for clunkers designed to get rid of all inefficient cars? And then our government destroyed the old cars, and that was a waste. They were still usable. With all of our spending and tax loopholes, is it any wonder that our national debt is headed to $27 trillion by 2024? Next week, I'll be down on the farm, and I am John Block from Washington.